There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I don't know if you caught this or not. During the first hour, one of the news breaks, they had Barack Hussein Obama in Kenya. And interestingly enough, he was trying to advocate his filth, his abominable filth, concerning gays and lesbians, talking about how they have rights. This coming from a self-professed Christian man, right, who attacks Christ more than anybody that we've ever seen in this country concerning the President of the United States of America. But interestingly enough, as he was beginning to advocate his abominable filth concerning the gays and the lesbians, the Kenyan president, he got up and countered what the president said. He did it respectfully. But he put him in his place, and he said that this is not an issue in this country. And it's not, because we're not going to tolerate their crimes. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's behind the curtain of the homosexual agenda, outside of the useful idiots that they're using as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. It's pathetic. But again, here he's out trying to police the world. If he's not policing the world, creating wars that the American people allow him to commit and create, he's over trying to overthrow legislation in Kenya. I mean, folks, when does it stop? I mean, the foreign people are standing up and saying, no, you're not going to do that here. You're just not going to do that here. But in America, oh, go ahead and do whatever you want. We'll just sit around and complain about what we tolerate. We'll just complain about it. This is shameful conduct, and it's embarrassing, friends. It really is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We've been talking about that over the last hour concerning the topics concerning your country. Not a third world nation, but your country. And I want to bring it over to you, friends, because I see that a lot of people are encouraged by the last article that I did. It's called, Are You Guilty of Being a Real Leader? Because we know that real leaders are not called to lead up consensus. They're not there to please everybody. They're not called to people please. That's a good thing that Moses didn't take a poll or a consensus poll before he took the children of Israel into the promised land. Can you imagine having a bunch of people sitting around with their concerns talking to Moses about how they needed to do it rather than what God commanded? No, Moses had enough common sense to take it from the mouth of God and do what he was commanded to get the children into the promised land by the hand of Joshua, which, by the way, defines out to be the Christ. But real leaders are not called to lead up the consensus. You're seeing this across the boards in America today, friends. I mean, again, love them or hate them, some of the stuff, hey, folks, good or bad. Your end aim can be good or bad. But the fact of the matter is, what I see coming from Donald Trump right now is just outstanding. He's not mincing words. He's not playing games. When he talks to the state-controlled press, he already knows what he's dealing with. He's shutting them down. He's calling them out in front of the people. He's reproving them. He's correcting them. And the people already know this. And again, love him or hate him, he has the characteristics of a real leader. You see some of this stuff coming from Cruz right now. And again, folks, it's all the Christ if you look behind who the man is obeying. Now, my point here is that real leaders are not called to lead up the consensus. They're there to mold consensus. And without a doubt, this is going to create enemies. There's no question about it. It's going to create enemies. And going back to the likes of Cruz and going back to the likes of the Michelle Bachmans and the Donald Trumps and those that are willing to stand up and play the man or the woman, isn't it interesting how the state-controlled media will not only polarize and demonize them, but they'll go after character, they'll attempt to assassinate their characters publicly. They'll even accuse them of things that they did not do. So many times down the road, friends, have I seen this. You're accused of everything that you're not guilty of. And when you look at the Christ, that's exactly right. He was accused of what he was not guilty of. He was not guilty of sin in any sense of the word. But they had to find men, sons of Belial, that would bring forth false reports. And that's exactly what the useful idiots of the state-controlled media are doing. They're there to assassinate the character of what a real leader is. In America, you cannot sit down and allow them to do that. When you look in the Bible from Genesis to the book of Revelation, how many of the prophets were killed for telling the people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand, for telling the people the truth? They weren't killed because they were lying. Christ wasn't thrown up on a cross because he was lying. He was thrown up on the cross because of envy and jealousy. Read your Bible. By the Pharisees that moved the Gentiles, namely Pontius Pilate, to do their killing for them. They even went so far as to have Barabbas, to be released, who was guilty of murder himself in exchange for Jesus Christ. They so wanted to justify what they were doing. And it's exactly what you see happening today. Folks, how much negative news do you see through the state-controlled media on a criminal? Namely, that criminal in the White House. Where do you see them being objectionable, questioning the President of the United States? No, they stick to the narrative. Why do they stick to the narrative? Because they want a job more than they care about their country. And this is exactly why Vladimir Lenin called them the useful idiots. They were there to be used to implement totalitarianism, and these idiots don't realize they're the first ones killed off. Because they know that if these useful idiots will betray their own people, that length would also betray them that are doing the betraying. But do keep in mind that it's my Heavenly Father that is the governor of all nations, that dictates all things, and for all of his purposes. When people in this country are afraid of the president, it's because of what they've allowed. And they fear the face of man more than they fear the face of God. End of story. Because if they feared the face of God, they would depart from evil, and no longer would they tolerate evil because they fear God more than they fear man. I could run down that bunny trail all day long, friends, from personal experience. I have been called everything under the sun, but what I really am guilty of. And they already know what I'm guilty of. Let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. I want the truth to be made manifest. And truth, friends, and light reproves. And some folks just don't like that because they understand that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. I've seen them closest to me, friends. Betrayers, Judases. And they do that in attempts to justify their lack thereof because you're in a different place than they are. Point being, do you remember when Jesus said, "Which one of you convinceth me of sin?" Violating God's moral law. They couldn't. How many times did he leave his opposers without gainsay? They couldn't say anything back to him. They shut their mouths and they walked away, but they always conspired behind closed doors as how to take him. Either by words, but also to take him, to crucify him unto death. But keep in mind, it was the Jesus, the Christ, that said, if they do this in a green tree, can you imagine what they'll do in a dry tree? It was Jesus on the way up to the cross, America, listen to me carefully, that said to the women that were crying for him, "Don't cry for me, cry for you and your children." Because if they'll do this in a green tree, when you see all of this happening, imagine what you're allowing them to do in a dry tree. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. Are you guilty of being a real leader?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You know, one of the things that I noticed, friends, we're talking about, are you guilty of being a real leader? And you know, it's interesting that when you look at King David, he knew more than the ancients because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. He knew the Lord. As a matter of fact, that's the very gift of prophecy, is the testimony of Jesus Christ. You know, the people that I get irked, I think it's a funny word, but I think it needs to be put in place in this conversation. The people that get irked with me more than any others are those that talk like a historian. Like a historian, but they don't have the testimony as a veteran. They love to talk from the head. See, they don't understand that God speaks to the heart and not the head. And the way that he speaks to the heart is he leads you through by his Spirit, Romans 8. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. I think one of my great aims as an overseer of a ministry is to prove God. Call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. My eye is upon the hills because I wait for the Lord. Psalm 121. And it also tells me that through Scripture that God looks to and fro upon the earth concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards Him, that He might show Himself strong on their behalf. I want to be perfected through regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost on a daily basis, that I might be perfected for His purposes and His glory, that He might show my generation His strength. And that has been my take on the Word of God since day one. I have never, out of the 360 high schools, out of the I don't know how many colleges, out of the I don't know how many tea parties, out of the I don't know how many prisons, juvenile detention centers, television interviews, radio interviews, I cannot even tell you, friends, where I have ever one time asked anybody to do something for me where I myself wasn't first willing to go do it. Never one time in my life can I recollect where I've ever asked anybody to do something for me that I have not first done. And when you have the experience, a lot of times people don't like that. Hey, folks, you know why I believe should be running this country? Christian veterans that have been in war. Because those that haven't been in war, I'll tell you what, they speak little of war, don't they? They speak lightly of war. But those that have been there do everything in their power to avoid it because they understand the price paid. And so it is with Christianity. You know, in my ministry, I find myself trying to protect people more than anything else. With my family, with my kids, people might say, Bradley, why are you such a stickler about everything? I want to tell you why. Because I understand a love that I didn't understand before. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto me. It's a holy love. And it's a love that looks out for its brothers and sisters more than it looks out for themselves. By this the world will know that you're my disciples, by the love that you have for one another, John 13:35. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? I mean, I see so many people in professed Christendom that are there with their hands out waiting for their other brother to show them love while they stand there with nothing to give. And my Bible tells me that out of our bellies flow rivers of living waters, because we're among our brothers and sisters as those that serve, not those that take. And we're talking about, are you guilty of being a real leader? Now, folks, I want to tell you about the love that I know. A love that I understand protects, just the way the Christ protects. I remember I had my little 2.5-year-old boy, beautiful little man. We called him Bose, sitting on my lap. We were driving around Lake Harriet. I shared this story or some story with you in the not too far past. And he wet his diaper, and I wanted the girl that was driving the car to understand that it wasn't me that peed my pants, and I'm having fun, but I'm also being serious. And I said, could you do me a favor and can you pull over on the side of the road really quick? I have to change my little man's diaper. We pulled over. I can bring you to the exact spot today. The exact spot. And as I did that, I took my little 2.5-year-old boy, beautiful little boy, love him more than anything else. And I sat him down on the side of the road right by Lake Harriet in South Minneapolis. And I said to him, you're just going to have to sit there and wait for me to get out of the truck. Don't you go anywhere. Don't you disobey me. And my little 2.5-year-old boy disobeyed me as I was getting out of the car to change his diaper. And he ran behind the car and he ran right in front of the van. The van stopped just in time. 2 seconds, 2 inches later, he would have smeared my little boy. I ran behind the car, went and picked up my little boy that I love so much. I spanked his butt because I love, not because I hate. And I said, don't you ever disobey Daddy again. Why? Why are you so harsh, Bradley? Because I love. Hope and rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend and a father to a son, let me tell you, firsthand. See, the moral of the story is that my little 2.5-year-old boy, and you don't understand, regardless of how old you are, that God means no when he says no for your good, the second van might not stop. It might cost you your life and your soul. That's the love that I understand. And I've also found that in this country, there are very far and few between that have that spiritual pith and marrow of what real love is. That is real love. It's the love of a leader to protect, but also to expose to correction so that they might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. How many times? You know what I've learned more than anything prophetically, friends, through experience? To shut up. You know what gift we need in the body of Christ in America today more than anything? The gift of the prophet. And you know what the people have been conditioned to do? They've conditioned themselves to shut down the prophet. The voice of the prophetic that leads them forward. That leads them forward to the promised land. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message of the church. We don't hear that from hardly anybody. And yet they talk about love. It's a lack thereof, friends. It really is. Talking about, are you guilty of being a real leader? You know, when I think of love and I see the Christ on the cross, crucified for the sins of the world, as he was the propitiation and is the propitiation of the sins of the world, that was real love. He took our guilt and our sins, our violating and our violations of God's moral law, and put them on himself to reconcile us back unto our Father by the Holy Ghost through repentance of sin. Psalm 51:17, Isaiah 66:2. That's real love. And it's also real love to see that God sent his Son to take what we deserve and to lay it upon, the iniquity of us all, upon his Son, Jesus Christ. See, so therefore it's twofold. That's love. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation, a sacrifice for our sins. That's real love. And how little of it I see in the world today. You even try to, in the smallest iota, correct anybody, I'll tell you what. They look at you and with a smile on their face, they say, you know what, maybe you're right. And then you never hear from them again, to their own demise. And when they refuse that correction or that rebuke or that instruction in righteousness, which is given by God, you find that they themselves get worse and worse and worse until they actually turn. And these are the men and women that hate the light, yet they say they love the light. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Folks, are you guilty of being a real leader? Because keep in mind, real leaders are not called to lead up the consensus. They're there to mold consensus. And without a doubt, this will create enemies, both without and within. Keep in mind, Jesus was betrayed by those that were closest to him. They all fled. But it was Judas that betrayed them. When you see a leader taking a stand, as a result, his life is threatened, gets dumped by his sponsors, condemned by the establishment politicians, and taken out of context by the state-controlled media, you have to understand that he is not one that is going along to get along, but rather is a genuine leader. This, in many cases, is the identifying characteristic when it comes to what a leader looks and acts like. So when he comes in on the scene, friends, don't go along with the state-controlled media that you say that you don't believe in, or trust as to what they say. Do your own due diligence and go ask him yourself. Because America, what's needed in this country are real leaders. Read Revelation 5:5, and who do we follow? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. Also go over to 1 Corinthians 11:1. We're going to come right back. I love the topic. America, are you guilty of being a real leader? Hopefully this is encouraging, because that's my end aim.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, interestingly enough, we're talking about, are you guilty of being a real leader? For example, our forefathers, did somebody think they went through like a certain college or through some summer camp or some conference as to how to throw off a tyrant? Or were they just a righteous people that trusted God and obeyed him every step of the way, like John Adams, the second president of the United States, said to Thomas Jefferson when he said, "We're about ready to take a leap in the dark." See, because they understood what it was to walk by faith and not by sight. I mean, I hope people don't, you know, I hope people in America understand that our forefathers were demonized by the tyrant King George like none other. They were called terrorists. Boy, doesn't that sound familiar, America? And also keep in mind, friends, it was the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers of the day, that went before our founding forefathers, along with 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, that were calling out upon God. Oh, and by the way, just for the record again, I have my Appeal to Heaven flag here that was flying during the Revolutionary War. And there was another flag that was flying as well. As no king but King Jesus. Hey, just saying. Just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page with me. Got the hat, got the t-shirt kind of a deal, right? But I just want everybody to understand that they were a people, they were a righteous people that were fed up with crime in their government. They weren't trained up in the ways of how do we, or trained up in the ways of as to how to throw off a tyrant. No. They didn't tolerate it any longer, and they trusted in God, and God gave them the victory. Hello, 239 years later. Hello, we're here. Because of those guys, the real leaders, that the British Empire was demonizing and calling terrorists and calling them every ill-designing men, conspirators, who were going to be hung if they didn't repent before the criminal himself, Tyrant King George. No, they stood, and they trusted God. Matter of fact, the first prayer in the Continental Congress with Psalm 35. Read it when you get a moment. You'll understand exactly what they're praying and who they were calling unto. The God of Israel. In Jesus Christ. So real leaders are not called to lead up consensus. They are there to mold consensus. And without a doubt, this is going to create enemies. And America today, you see, concerning our forefathers, the enemies that it creates, because you can see that they were not there to establish what they thought they should establish. They were there to establish what God commanded them to establish, and we're still under that umbrella of them empire of laws, as John Adams rightly said, like it or not. And we see the enemies that it's created amongst the atheists and the homosexuals and the foreigners, so on and so forth, that are not ruled by American law, right? Say they. During the last break, I was talking about the fact that when you see a real leader take a stand, as a result, you see his life threatened, he gets dumped by his sponsors, condemned by the establishment politicians. I wanted to make a point with that because, folks, you, especially you people out in Texas right now, you need to understand that Rick Perry is an establishment kind of a guy. You see this guy, along with Marco Rubio and other establishment politicians that everybody in this country is sick and tired of, condemning Donald Trump for saying it the way it is, without even actually knowing what they're condemning. They're just doing what they're told to do. You need to pay attention to Mr. Perry out there, friends. He tries to play the man in the public eye, but friends, behind closed doors, what is he doing? Take a look. I think he just undid himself in so many ways. And let me say this. I don't think he did. I know he did. So anyways, what is a leader? I remember one time I had a well-known black preacher come out and stay at my house. And I bring up that fact because the guy's just second to none. And there's not that many of them, so hopefully you're guessing as to who it was. But he's an awesome dude. But before he came out to my place, what I did is I went and vetted him to see what his enemies were saying about him, John 15:17-18. And lo and behold, well, I discovered that he had many unlawful and un-American enemies attacking his ministry within the United States of America. And just for the record as well, this preacher, I remember, at one point he told me that he had met with the president several times. And the president would never, George W. Bush at this particular time, and he would never address the issue concerning the homosexual communities. And how the homosexuals are beating up on everybody that didn't agree with them. And he said, I thought it was always strange that George W. Bush would never talk on that topic. I said, of course, George W. Bush wasn't talking about the topic. Because he was the one that was guilty of actually supporting the homosexual communities more than any other president in the United States and American history outside of Barack Hussein Obama. He said, really? I said, yeah. I brought him inside the office and I showed him a signed document where George W. Bush was actually out high-fiving homosexual communities with a letter signed by the President of the United States of America. But what was he telling the Christian communities? Just the exact opposite. He would just, through omission, not even talk about the topic. Because everybody within themselves trusted that this president was doing the right thing concerning the issue. And isn't it interesting how none of them supported homosexual marriage until after the fact? Laura Bush, George W. Bush, George Bush Sr., we can see his not in the right mind, Jeb Bush in Florida. Folks, they all support it. Everything Hillary said about it and everything Barack said about it before they were elected, guess what? They both support it. Sickening, isn't it? Talking about my preacher friend that came out, I vetted him before he came out, and I noticed all of his enemies that he had encamped around him, trying to shut him down for standing up and obeying God. Did he move? Nope. Nope, he was not moved. And when I seen that he had all these people out against him, I knew that he was a real leader that was not asking for permission to obey God. I mean, this dude, he was in trouble for standing up for righteousness and the laws of our republic, it seemed, at every turn. I knew he was a good guy. But in America, if anybody says anything bad about them, you better distance yourself from him. Well, I'll tell you what. A good portion of these people are professed Christians, aren't they? They would have been the first ones to betray Christ. They'd have been the first ones to depart from the shepherd. They would have been the first ones to deny the Christ. They are denying the Christ. Advertently or inadvertently. Did I have him come out to my place? Of course I did. I seen his scars. Spiritual scars. I seen his willingness to take a stand, and I knew right then and there that I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord. And he was one of them men. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. In contrast, how many of today's self-positioned leaders, and they are self-positioned, regardless if they're preachers, patriots, or conservatives, are as worthless as the ones that they complain about? I mean, folks, these people, after all, they have a reputation to keep up, really. It's interesting because in Philippians 2, 7 through 9, Jesus didn't have a reputation to uphold. That was the Father's business. Furthermore, he died the death of the cross. He didn't defend himself, even when he was being accused by Pontius, or by the Pharisees through Pontius Pilate. He answered them not a word. But these people, they have a reputation to uphold. They go along to get along. Friends, they don't want to offend anyone. No, they can't. They can't have that. They can't offend anybody. Listen, folks, and I say this as a man. If Jesus was to wear a t-shirt, it would have been, "I've come to offend." He didn't come to bring or send peace. He came to bring forth a sword, to bring variance between individuals. He's the one that said, "You'll have peace in me, but in the world you'll have tribulation." Why are you going to have tribulation in the world? I'll get to that in just a moment. See, folks, these are the people that don't want to offend anyone because they don't stand for anything. If they were to have enemies, someone might, again, think ill of them for actually taking a stand for what's right. Of course, friends, they can't have that. Oh, they're friends, they're all over the place. They're all over the place. And it's interesting that when you walk with the Christ in holiness, it's interesting, friends, how you're suspect of everything from them that are guilty. It's the bizarrest thing. It's the bizarrest thing. I had street teams for years. How many things were said about me? Folks, I even told my street team members, if anybody talks about me out there or they say that they know me, call me up with them on the phone right there and confront them with me on the phone. And I remember one individual out of the years that I had street teams out there. I had one individual actually come to church. He told one girl that worked in the ministry that, "Listen, I know Bradley. He'll know me." He came into church, had no idea who he was. She came and introduced him to me, and he said, "Hey, Brad," like he was my buddy. I had no idea who he was. And she looked at me and said, "Bradley, this is the guy that said he knew you." I said, "Dude, I have no idea who you are." He said, "You came out and spoke at our school." I said, "Cool." I said, "But to say that I know you, little bro, is not true because I don't know who you are." How many times my team called me up and told me, "This individual said he knows you," and I had no idea. Or, "This individual said this about you." Oh, he must be talking about a different Bradley Dean that's 6'5", has long hair down to his backside, and he's studly. Well, my wife told me that. Did I say that? I did. I did. But folks, it's sick. This is a part of being a real leader. And folks, it's having a good reputation and a bad reputation because ministry is bittersweet. Take it as it comes.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially,
We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Talking about, are you a real leader? I was just talking about how those, the closer that you walk with God, Charles Spurgeon was right. He said, the closer that you walk with God, the less people you're going to have around you. But I was also making the point of how you're highly suspect. And the people that suspect you of something, you just got to say, hey, so what did you do last night? Oh, I was watching this on television. What were you doing, Bradley? I don't know. I was studying the Word of God. And for some reason or other, because you're not guilty like they're guilty, you're suspect of the very things that they themselves have been doing. These are all signs of being a real leader, friends. You need to understand this. So are you guilty of being a real leader? Remember Jesus said, everything I do in the light. Everything I do in my ministry, friends, I do in the day of light. Everything in the day of light. I do everything in the light of day. I do everything in the light of day. Everything. And you always do things in twos, too, by the way, so you're not accused of something that you're not guilty of. Remember when Jesus said, go up two by two? That's why. That was part of the reason. I've lived by those rules throughout my whole life. Because the world wants to accuse the innocent of the crimes that they're guilty of committing. It's a sign of a leader. In contrast, how many of today's self-positioned leaders, regardless if they're preachers, patriots, or conservatives, again, friends, are as worthless as the ones that they complain about? In the conservative movement today, conservatives, friends, simply put, are yesterday's liberals. You have a bunch of men who are no more than paper tigers. See these guys all over the place. They act like the hard guy in front of everybody, but when you have a personal conversation with them, it goes no further than what they're willing to write, only if they can get away with it, because they themselves are guilty of playing the politically correct game. But they agree with everything you say. They're just not willing to bear the same cross. which in essence is bearing, without bearing the cross, you're denying the Christ. And he said, if you deny me, I'll deny you too. These are also them that do not understand the power of God unto salvation, and they think you're crazy when you talk about it. They can think I'm crazy all day long, because sooner or later they're going to partake with the end of it. And it's not the end of the stick that they want. Folks, these people, they live under a false pretense, a false covering, and they're too spineless to actually fight for what they say that they love. 2 Timothy 4:7, Jude 1:3. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the fight, which is the furthest thing from their mind, they say, someone else can do the fighting, demonstrating only their lack of integrity, friends. A real leader does just the exact opposite. The real leader does just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, they love their country so much to the degree of sacrifices going to another fruitless conference to be seen and to talk. And of course it goes no further than talk, Matthew 15:8. They hide behind a title, watching the game of life and telling everyone how they are to live their lives. But when it comes to applying it to themselves, no way. They're hypocrites. They're pretenders. Jeremiah 9:3, Malachi 2:2. As a matter of fact, just to prove my point, friends, do search out your favorite patriot, preacher, or conservative and see what they stand for. Because if there's no opposition, it means simply that they're not standing for anything. Because keep in mind, leaders are not called to lead up consensus. They are to mold consensus. And without a doubt, friends, again, this is going to create enemies. What of the women? This one really irritates me to no end. And I'm not here talking about the women that are laying it down, doing what the men ought to be doing. I high-five these brave and classy women, such as the Pamela Gellers, the Brigitte Gabrielles, the Catherine Albrechts, etc. I'm talking about the conservative women, which you can find everywhere, but where they ought to be and with someone except who they ought to be with. These conservative women, as they call themselves, act like little 15-year-old cheerleaders who don't get their fill of attention or didn't get their fill of attention in high school. Now they brought it into adulthood. And to them, the conservative women, to fight for liberty is some sort of fashion show fantasy. I mean, these are full-grown women that have outlets, friends. Talking about the 10 hottest conservative guys. These are full-grown women, married women. These are your leaders in the conservative movement. And the sad fact is everyone sees them for what they are, and that's little, immature, snotty women who never grew up mentally but are trapped in the body of a 50- or 60-year-old woman. See them all over the place. And they're always without their husbands. Almost every given scenario, they're always without their husbands. And they're always hanging out with people that they shouldn't be hanging out with. See, these women love the limelight so much that that everything is sacrificed, and that includes their families. And again, this is all for the opportunity to be seen of men. Matthew 23, verse 5. See, they love their titles too, and don't forget to add to them their names, their titles, to their names when they're out in the public. And they put themselves up and they portray themselves as to be the greatest of patriots. Folks, it's not patriotic to make light of the sacrifice given for our freedoms. It's not patriotic to put on a fashion show when it comes to the fight for our liberties. But that's what these women are about. That's why they wear tight clothes. That's why their hair is perfect all the time. I don't mind someone taking care of themselves, but when you see it over and over and over and over and over again, they know what to say, but they don't know how to act. And the fruit's not on their tree, but they want you to fantasize about the fruit being on the tree when it doesn't exist. That's really what they want to do. It's on the other side of what we deal with in this country on a daily basis. Folks, these women do not have the right people around them, neither, I want to add. See, if these people actually love them that they do have around them, they'd tell them to grow up and raise their families. See, but that's why they don't want a guy like me around, man, because they know that I'm going to call it regardless if they like it or not. Read Titus 2, 4, and 5. As a matter of fact, do a search on these worldlings and you'll find nothing that proves the contrary to what I'm saying. Just do your own due diligence, friends. And you're going to read through and you're going to say, you know what? This person has nothing but a bunch of praise on their name. Really? Well, they're the leader of consensus then, aren't they? They have no opposition, and you're telling me that they're fighting for your liberties? You've got to be kidding me. You have a different definition of what a patriot is, and a patriot is one who upholds dying laws. Patriot, Christian, and conservative, in its real, true definition, is a Christian, folks. It all stems from the Christ. But herein lies the problem concerning the America we know. These profess to be one thing, yet in reality, they are the opposite. They are no different than what they complain about. Read 1 Kings 18:21. In short, these people are the problem. Philippians 3:18. They contend that they want peace in the world that is at war with that they profess to believe in. But they don't go to war to have the peace, to set it right, do they? Nope. John 16:33. These self-positioned leaders fail to understand that men follow courage and not titles. Mark 8:27. They believe that it is their position to be served rather than the ones to be serving. So what is the sign of a leader? I just defined a leader for the allotted time that I had.
That's exactly right. And again, I want to point your attention to getting this message out there to the masses. There is a way that you can make an impact in your own community. If you'd like to bring in Bradley Dean, please do call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Don't be guilty of the sin of doing nothing. Be guilty of constantly moving, constantly in action, doing what you can do to be able to bring people to Christ first and foremost and restore our republic. And one of the ways that you can do that is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the button again that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. When you click on that button, you can see the beautiful certificate that you'll receive when you join, and also every level of membership that you can choose from. Along with every level of membership comes a package that will send you ministry materials that you can get out there to anyone in your family, your community, a coworker, that person who's hard to reach. We're enabling you to do this yourself. In your own world, in your own family, and in your own community. Because, in fact, that's what this nation is made up of. Made up families, communities, towns, into the nation, into our states, and into the United States of America. We all can have an impact, no matter where you are or what you're doing. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you'd like to make a one-time donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations Gratefully Received. We appreciate everyone's support of what we're doing to be able to get this message out there. And really what we're doing is we're linking arms, joining hand in hand, and saying we're taking this nation back for Christ first and foremost and back to the foundations of our country, our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim Brown just posted Republican operatives plot sabotage of Donald Trump could turn him into their worst nightmare. Folks, keep your eyes peeled. This is your country, and we have to fight to preserve it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya!
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.